Masechet Nazir Perek Beis Mishnatet. Hareini Nazir v'Nazir kisheyia libet. Somebody who says Hareini Nazir, and he also takes upon himself an additional Nazir that should be chal when he has a child. Hitzcho mona eshalo v'achakach nolad lo bet. If he started counting his own Nazir, meaning he was within the 30 days of the first Nazir that he was makabo upon himself, and during that time a son is born to him, mashem eshalo v'achakach mona eshal bno. He should first complete his own Nazir, he should bring his korbanos and be megaleh, and only then should he start counting the Nazir, which was chal when he had a child. Hareini nazir kishiyia liben b'nazir. Somebody who says that he will be a nazir when he has a child, and he also takes upon himself an additional nazir. Hitzcho mona eshalo v'achakach nolad lo ben. He started counting his own nazir, meaning the second nazir which he took upon himself, and within those 30 days a son is born to him. Maniach eshalo umona eshal bno. He should stop counting his own Nazirs, and instead he should start counting the new Nazirs, which was chal when his son was born, and only after he finishes the 30 days of the Nazirs that he took upon himself that was chal when his son was born, should he start again counting his own Nazirs, and he should pick up his own Nazirs from where he left off. If he had 10 or 15 days left when his son was born, he should count that 10 or 15 days after he finished the Nazirus of his son, as since he took upon himself the Nazirus of his son first, so therefore as soon as the son is born, he has to start counting that Nazirus, but he should wait to bring the Korbanos and to be Megaleah until after he finishes both Nazirus. When he finishes both Nazirus, then he should bring both sets of Korbanos and should be Megaleah. But if he is Megaleah after he finishes his son's Nazirus, before he finishes his own Nazirus, then he would have to count a full 30 days after the Giluach, as another always has to count 30 days from the point of his last Giluach, so therefore he would not be able to bring his Korbanos until 30 days after that Giluach. Masechet Nazir Perek Beis Mishnah Yud. Hareini Nazir l'chishiyehei ben v'nazir me'ayom. Somebody who says Hareini Nazir that should be chal when I have a son, and he also takes upon himself an additional Nazirus of 100 days. So if a son is born to him during the Nazirus of 100 days, he has to stop that Nazirus and start counting the Nazirus that is chal when he has a son, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, as since he took upon himself the Nazirus that should be chal when he has a son first, so therefore, as soon as the son is born, he has to start counting that Nazirus. Noilad lo ben ashivim lo hisib klum. If his son is born to him before he counted 70 days of the 100-day Nazirus, then he did not lose anything, as after he finishes the Nazirus of his son, he could be megaleach and bring the korbanos, and then he could finish off his Nazirus from wherever he left off. La'achar shivim, soyser shivim, she'en tiglachas tachos mishloshim yom. But if his son is born after he already counted 70 days or more, then after he finishes the Nazirus of his son, if he wants to be Megaleach, so then he is Soyser Shivim. Now Soyser Shivim here means he is Soyser anything more that he counted over and above 70, meaning if he counted 72 or 73, he lost those 2 or 3 days that are more than 70, because a teglachas cannot be for less than 30 days, meaning when another is megaleach, when he completes his nazirus, his hair had to have grown at least 30 days since the last giluach, and therefore, since he was megaleach after he finished the nazirus of his ben, and there is less than 30 days left of the nazirus of 100 days, so therefore, whatever he counted more than 70 is lost, he has to count a full 30 days after the galeach of the nazirus of his beno, and only after that could he bring his korbanos and be megaleach.